I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to
Min Huna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Melanie. Today we're going to talk about Huda's family's experience leaving Syria. Like many Syrian refugees, they left in a hurry, leaving behind most of their belongings, their home, their neighbors, everything they knew.
I miss my country, my older sister and her baby, and my friends. I was lived a happy life in Syria until come the war, like storm. It's taking all things with him. It's taking my house and my friends and my dreams. Also taking my childhood and my memories. But I am going on with life. We Syrians use wisdom. It says perhaps the evil becomes goodness. This was right for me. When the war intensified, my family decided to resort to Jordan.
Most Syrians who flee go to Turkey or to Jordan. The ones I know in Tucson, most of them went through Jordan, where they spent at least a couple years there, some like Huda's family in an apartment, many in refugee camps where they're living in a tent or a temporary structure for a couple of years. They go through an 18 to 24 month minimum process of applications, interviews, background checks, medical checks, the most extensive vetting of any immigrant to the United States. Huda's family had applied to France because her father speaks fluent French, and that application didn't go through, so then they applied to the United States. But they have no choice where they go, so they knew nothing about Tucson. They just got sent here. And the priority is on the most vulnerable folks, those with medical issues, young children, or a history of imprisonment or being subjected to violence.
We lived in capital city Amman, in Jordan, 2 years and a half ago. In Jordan, I graduated high school. After that, it has been I decided date travel to USA by International Organization for Migration. Then I meet new friends in America. They are very kind and they give love for refugees.
When refugees arrive at the airport, they're met by their case manager with their resettlement agency. There are three resettlement agencies in Tucson, and they're really focused on getting families able to survive in this country, those first few months of heading toward survival mode. And they set them up in an apartment which has really basic things. It has a couch, it has some mattresses, it has some dishes and some basic food. That's it. I've learned that those things that make a house a home aren't really there. It takes some time for those to arrive. One of the first Syrians that I met at the airport was Badur, who is actually Huda's neighbor. And I met Badur, who speaks a tiny bit of English. She asked, "Is there a bed where we're going?" Now, she's been traveling with four children for 3 days. I am sure she was desperate for a bed. And then she asked, "Is there food?" I said, "Yes." She asked, "Is there water?" I said, "Yes." And she asked, "Is it free water?" And I said, "Yes." And then she asked, "Is there coffee?" Which is about the most Syrian question possible. Syrians love coffee, I have learned. And anytime you visit a Syrian home, you're offered coffee in beautiful little tiny cups, and it's flavored with cardamom, and it's delicious, and it is integral to being Syrian. So I have learned that anytime I meet a Syrian family at the airport, I take coffee. I take Arabic coffee that's ground with cardamom so that they have that thing to start helping make it feel like a home.
Melanie is one of the American friends. She is close to us. She is not only friend, she is a person from my family. Perhaps the evil becomes goodness.
From here, we are telling our stories.